having just written an op-ed with the Shellfish Growers Climate Coalition about the Build Back Better Act and the difficulties he has faced as a result of climate change, such as the greater risk of foodborne illnesses to melting infrastructure.
So would you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, hi, my name is Leif Gildersleeve from Flying Fish Company.
You wrote an opinion piece recently called Our Oceans Can't Wait for Climate Action, where you discuss the bloom of Vibrio bacteria in the Pacific Ocean. What is that, and how did it happen?
This summer, when we had the heat dome, we had, an outbreak of some bad bacteria. So like on the East Coast or other places where sometimes they'll call it red tide, there's different types of bad algae or bacteria that can bloom based on different circumstances. And with what happened this summer with that extra heat, it created an environment where that bad stuff grew and bloomed in the ocean, which then got into the shellfish and then got into humans and negatively impacted us in our bellies, basically. So it gives you an upset stomach and often doesn't lead to more serious things unless there's other adverse background stuff that's going on with the person that's getting infected. But it can make you sick when you eat the shellfish that has Vibrio in it. So unfortunately that happened. And, you know, it's a sign of our times, of how our human impact on this earth is affecting not only ourselves directly, back directly through the circle of the earth, but, you know, it's time that we wake up and realize that our actions as humans are really affecting lots of organisms on this planet. And we need to just be more mindful about how we treat the planet and find ways that we can limit our impact. My family had a fish market growing up since before I was born, actually. So throughout my childhood, I was helping out in the family fish market and that. So I've been around the seafood industry for my whole life. So a lot of things have changed and continue to change due to climate change. So right now we're seeing just unprecedented worldly things from the environment, whether it be, you know, currents are changing, which are creating environments in the ocean, like dead zones where you get no oxygen because of too many organisms that are blooming, and it eats up, depletes all the oxygen, and that creates, you know, death when it comes to fish and other organisms that need that oxygen, along with, you know, runoff and contaminants and loss of habitat, you know, inland, and then the dam. So no doubt we're seeing things, you know, add up to make it really hard for the earth to provide, you know, everything that it's provided already with, you know, organisms and ones that we're able to harvest for our own consumption, much less the ones that support those other organisms. So it's really the whole circle right now, and things are no doubt changing in the 40 years that my family's had, you know, been in the business.
That whole system mindness that comes from experience as someone in the fishing industry, what are mm-hmm. some of the kinds of solutions that you're looking for?
Well, we, you know, I would say my primary recommendation for us is to be more mindful of where the products that you're buying are coming from. So in America, we import 90% of the seafood that we consume. So we're importing most of the seafood that we consume, and we're exporting all of our great resource. A lot of times those imported seafoods are much lower quality. Sometimes they're farm raised in ways that are not good for us, and they're not good for the environment. So just being more mindful about where your food and products, for that matter, are coming from is, I would say, the first step. The second step would be to be more mindful about the ingredients or the chemicals or the cleaners or fertilizers that you use in your everyday life. So whether that be a fertilizer for your lawn or the laundry detergent that you use to wash your clothes, or the actual clothes that you're buying, so that we're not, you know, when your washing machine washes those clothes and it goes down the drain, if you have these fleece materials, there's these microfibers in there that end up going through the septic systems and then all the way out, rivers and oceans, and then they end up, those are basically plastics that ends up in the ocean. So just being more mindful of what we're using, what we're leaving behind on this planet, is another step. And then I would say, I've got a lot more to say, but I'll stop it at the next one. And that is, lastly, we need to put more pressure on the, I don't know, the governing bodies that are allowing things like the dams to be built on these rivers that are stopping fish populations from getting up to their spawning grounds. Because not only are those fish more limited with where they can spawn due to development and wetlands development and that, because so now they don't have anywhere to spawn, but then they create a dam and don't let the fish by, or the fish are very challenged to get by in either direction. And now there's even less areas for them to spawn. So we just have to be more mindful from a development perspective, to not allow some of this stuff to happen, and instead use alternative resources like solar power and more wind power rather than hydroelectric power that is creating the problems for the species, because there's many that are challenged right now at levels of potential extinction soon. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be the last, person or human that makes something come to an end, for eternity, really.
Starting at the beginning, it seems like what a consumer can do in that new mind frame, the consumer mind frame, to better support sustainable seafoods and fisheries sounds like it's much more expansive, but you can focus on what you purchase.
Absolutely. There's an awesome ground to stand on to start with, because you know how it is. We all, when humans, when there's enough people doing something, that creates a movement, and that's a grassroots movement. So, when we, if we can just like individually just make better choices, then together we're going to have more people making those better choices, which is going to support more, let's say, organic production of something, as just an as an example. So when we make an individual choice, that's going to help to create more demand for other people that are also making that choice, and which is going to shift the way that we do things on a larger scale. So what we do individually really does make a difference on the large scale, because that's, it's grassroots. It's like one person at a time. We can all pick up that piece of garbage on the side of the, on the ocean at the beach or whatever it may be, and just try to make this place a better place. That's what I like to do.
Are there aspects of this issue from your experience perspective that you think are often misunderstood?
I mean, I think fundamentally we all get it, that humans have an impact on this earth. I think that there are misconceptions about certain aspects of that. I think there's misconceptions about, let's say, farm-raised seafood, whereas like there's certain types of farm-raised seafood like shellfish, clams, mussels, oysters that actually are net positive for the environment. So those are species, they're shellfish, the bivalves, they're filter feeders, so they eat phytoplankton out of the water, which is basically just nutrients. So as the human, as us humans are adding more nutrients to the water and to this planet, we can counter that by eating more shellfish, because this is one of the ways of like helping to bring more nutrients out of the water, is to grow more shellfish in the water. So there are misconceptions, generically speaking, let's say, about farm-raised something, because shellfish are farm-raised. But guess what? If you look deeper at that, there's actually benefit with eating farm-raised shellfish. So there are issues with farm-raised finfish, so like really commodity produced Atlantic salmon that's farm raised, that has color added, all those things, that's not good. But there are some farms of fish that are doing a good job, and there are almost all shellfish farms are doing a great job, and actually that's helping the planet. Again, we just have to, I think it's like what we started the conversation with, is we just have to find ways to be more mindful individually, and then with the choices that we make as humans, and then secondarily, take action in what we believe is right, and spread the word, and so that we can create larger systems that positively benefit the planet and take steps to make things better from a larger scale. So we can work individually towards goals, and then we can also get our friends and our influencers together and voicing their opinions, and hopefully collective efforts to be better as a whole, as a human population.
And to wrap up, I was wondering if you would like to let our listeners know how they can find your location, because you have a grill and a deli type window where you can purchase products to take home.
Yeah, so Fine Fish Company, we're down at 30th and East Burnside. So it's 3004 East Burnside in Southeast Portland. We are a full service fish market. So we sell all sorts of different salmon and cod and scallops and crab and oysters and all the fun stuff that you can purchase and then take home and either eat raw or cook. So fish market is one component of the business, but we're also a full-blown fish restaurant. So we do fish and chips and clam chowder and some sashimi dishes and all sorts of fun stuff like that. We've got a full liquor license, a beautiful outdoor patio that's all covered and heated. So we're a, full experience, being able to come and grab a lunch or a dinner and then grab a piece of fish for tomorrow's dinner as well. I came here about 10 years ago and started selling fish out of a truck over on Division. So it started as a, single guy selling fish out of a truck, and I had, so it's been 10 years in the making to get where I'm at, and I've got a staff of 26 employees now, and we're a very busy, high volume place, which is great for a seafood place. You don't want to be sitting on seafood for a long amount of time. So I'm so grateful for all the support we've been given by the Portland community, and we're just going to keep doing our best to keep providing the best resource that we can for you to eat, at the restaurant or to take home and cook yourself. So I'm so grateful for you having me on the show and for the customers in Portland. It really means a lot to me.
Thank you very much for your time today. I really appreciate talking to you.
Thank you so much.
A second generation fishmonger and the owner of Flying Fish Company in Portland, Oregon, wrote, "This is an opportunity we can't miss. To ensure a prosperous seafood industry, vibrant coastal communities, and a safe and ample food supply for years to come, our lawmakers must come together to invest in meaningful climate solutions today." For KBOO News, this is Stevie Ray.